Hello and welcome to the City of San Antonio's Breathe Today, Essay Tomorrow, Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Laura Mays, and today I'm at City Hall with the wonderful, awesome councilman from District 4, Councilman Ray Saldana. A little bit of background on Councilman Saldana before we get started. He was elected to San Antonio's City Council in May of 2011 and has been a lifelong resident of Council District 4, attended Stanford University, where he earned two bachelor's degrees in political science and communication, as well as a fifth-year master's degree in policy, organization, and leadership studies through Stanford School of Education. And he's a strong believer in the importance of education and formerly served as the community engagement officer at KIPP San Antonio and taught as an adjunct professor at Trinity University, Texas A&M University San Antonio, and Palo Alto College. Through different initiatives, Councilman, you've demonstrated a very strong environmental position to achieve the goals of clean air, better health, and of course, transportation for all of our residents. So let's talk about this. What is your vision for your district to accomplish these three priorities? And welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I'm excited to get to talk about an issue that we probably don't always directly pin down on a priority list and circle. These are our environmental priorities or environmental positions, but we talk about them from the periphery. Meaning when we're trying to prepare for a million new people coming to the city, that means everything from transportation, water, clean air, the way that we build and the form in which we build our city all goes back to these elements that we're not actually talking about, which is central to today's conversation, which is making sure that we have a sustainable city. And we talk about this in ways that are more than just 1 to 2 year election cycle clips. We think about them in terms of the next 20, 30, or 40 years, and I'm reminded of the planning process we're going through now called Essay Tomorrow, which makes sure that we are thinking about all the elements, whether it's transportation, healthcare, our availability of park space for our community in very long-term ways. So I'm excited that part of the initiative for my district is our ability to try to make sure that we are focusing on moving people and not just cars through our city, because that's a good way of achieving our goals of being a sustainable city, a city that is living in the 21st century and attacking any problems that come our way with 21st century solutions. And so I've been a huge, huge advocate for ensuring that folks in my community have access to opportunity, and that typically means making sure that they have access to a public transportation system that works. And unfortunately, San Antonio is not yet there where we are attracting riders to a bus system because it is convenient and fast and frequent. We have a system, but it's not yet the point where we are. We're not yet meeting the needs of the bus riders who are currently using it, and we're certainly not meeting the needs of the future bus riders who would be attracted to it. So those are the things that I think about when I consider priorities for my district and the folks who have and want access to opportunity today, but also access in the future.
Now, of course, this is a very timely topic here in San Antonio. Over the past week, we've seen a little bit of a gas panic, as people might call it. In 2015, you made a pretty strong pro-transit pitch to the public to try to get them on board, as you mentioned, try to use VIA more. And I believe you even parked your car for a while and became an all-VIA rider. What did you observe from transportation on public transit here in San Antonio?
Yeah, that's a really good question and a really great experience that I have. Sometimes as elected officials, we park ourselves behind our desk and we read reports about what the world is like, but it's just so easy to actually forget that your role is to represent, in some cases, 100,000, 130,000 people who have different experiences as they're navigating our city. So one constituent challenged me on social media when I posted a photo of my wife and I taking the bus in one day, and they said, look, it's cute that you've taken the bus once, but you have to imagine that this is what the reality is like for a lot of your constituents who have to rely on the bus, and taking 2 hours to get from one place to another that on a car in a vehicle would take 15 minutes is not a system that's functioning well. So it was important for me to understand VIA through a rider's perspective and put myself in their shoes. And so for an entire month, the experience was enlightening. It certainly taught me a lot about what it takes to navigate a bus system that maybe is certainly, I use the term maybe, it certainly is underfunded. And because it's underfunded is the reason why you have if you miss a bus, you have to wait 45 minutes to an hour for the next bus. Those are the types of realities that our community is living with. But VIA has put down some stake and said that they want to be a system of the future. And so while the city of San Antonio has an SA Tomorrow plan, they have an SA, actually a VIA 2040 visioning plan that will get them there, not without some significant help from partners like the city of San Antonio, which is why we are committing some of our resources in this year's budget to focus on the top used routes and cut those frequencies of buses from 45 minutes at every bus stop to 20 minutes in some cases. And those that you waited 20 minutes to 12 minutes, then we'll have a system that you can navigate without having to have a PhD in bus trip planning. And I think that's what was really important to me, was going through the experience, seeing it for myself, and realizing that if we have a bus system that only serves the working poor and doesn't yet look at the choice riders of the future, then we're not thinking about 21st century solutions. And I've said, if it works for a choice rider, it works for the current rider today and makes life their life easier as well. So no city is going to break into the 21st century if they've not had a strong and sometimes tough discussion about a city that is not focused exclusively on one particular way of getting around, which is just the car.
Absolutely. And I know VIA is also adding some initiatives to help with that. You can text to find out routes, and they have a new app as well that people can download. Now, there are, of course, other steps that people can take to make us a clean air city. What steps would you, as a member of City Council, want to take to ensure that San Antonio continues to be the largest clean air city in our nation, but while also sustaining the needs of our community when it comes to growing our economy and not negatively impacting our general public health?
Yeah, that's a really great discussion that we've been engaging in the last year and a half, at least, and I think about the last 6 years that I've spent on council in much more sophisticated ways. We've brought in a chief sustainability officer who can bring in what is good around other parts of the country and that the city should start implementing. And we've always said that we're not beyond stealing good ideas, and so if there's other cities who have figured out ways to reduce their carbon emission by adding HOV lanes or carpools or enhanced public transportation, that we shouldn't fall behind, especially because we're ahead as a city and we should take advantage of that. When you look at our clean air standards, we are well beyond, in terms of the air quality, well beyond other big major Texas cities who are out of step, sometimes have to do a lot of implementation that is forced upon them. And what we've realized is that being a sustainable, clean air city with clean water is not just good for the people and their health, but it's also good for business. When we know that we have sustainable access to clean water, that means that our manufacturing plants can continue to operate on the south side, that businesses have access to predictable water sources in the next 30 or 40 years. And at a basic level, that people who don't have to send their stay home because their children has asthma because of bad air quality in the city means that is contributing in some small way to not only their household economy, but the city's economy. So we've placed a lot of bets on making sure that a city that is prepared for the 21st century is a clean air city, clean water city, and a city that can move its people in more ways than just gas-guzzling vehicles.
And then let's also kind of unpack this a bit for the folks that maybe think, hey, I don't know if we can really balance being a cleaner city with all the initiatives that we want to do and grow our economy. What do you say to those naysayers that maybe just don't agree and think that we can't have both at the same time or think they're mutually exclusive? Is there a way to get them on board with these initiatives?
Well, so living in Texas, you sometimes get a large contingency of individuals who will push back against any clean air initiative, clean water initiative, multimodal option because perhaps it is too costly of an implementation investment. And the surprising thing is if you look at places all across the state of Texas, some of the smallest, what you would consider the most obstinate when it comes to new initiatives around solar, around wind energy, are some of the small cities who are actually leading in the state of Texas. And I heard this great line by a county judge who said that the reason we are going green, the reason we are investing so much in solar or wind is because we have a huge love for green rectangulars. rectangle is called money, and it's good for the bottom line, but it's also good for people's lungs. And it ensures that we're investing not only in our people, their health, and their ability to move, but in a city that's going to be around for the next next millennial.
Absolutely. And what do you think has made you want to see these things as a priority, looking at natural resources and our environment and how that factors into the policy decisions that you made?
You know, speaking very plainly, I think that it's important for not only leaders in elected office or councils of governments, but just people in general to leave things better than they found them. And when you are living in a city or making policy decisions for an entire state or entire country, you can implement strategies that would be great fixes for the now. Let's take the example of the gas crisis that I'm calling it a crisis with air quotes in the air because it's more of a panic. And we could double down and say we need to continue to produce more non-renewable sources like gas, make sure people are happy. I don't want anybody upset at long gas lines. Or we can start positioning ourselves to say that we need escape valves of other options, whether it's bike lanes or it is HOV lanes, bus rapid transit. This will give people relief so that we're not dependent on one source and we're not vulnerable to disasters or emergencies like the one we've experienced for the last week. So I would just say generally, those are the ways that you leave a city better than you found it. Those are the ways that you leave an earth better than you came to it. So it's incredibly important for us all to consider the footprint that we leave.
Fantastic. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but we appreciate all that you do to promote air quality here in our city. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing a bit of your vision today, Councilman.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So thank you to our audience for joining us, and we look forward to continuing this dialogue with you and all of the residents of San Antonio. Let's keep San Antonio the largest clean air city in our nation. You can learn more in an additional Blog Talk Radio, our online blog, or through social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or Twitter, whichever you prefer, or just visit our website, sanantonio.gov/breathe today. Thanks for joining us.